up, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on the line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than...
7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to begin again. The 31st of May is upon us. Joining us this hour, say that again. This isn't going to be one of those days, is it? Where I can't, my tongue gets caught behind my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. I just went through a sentence there. I was about to introduce Roberta Fasanelli. That's sort of what came out. Heather Bachman is here. McFadden, I told you, McFadden, he's like an hour late now. He's stuck on the Beltway. There's an accident. Can't move.
He's having a leisurely breakfast.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Sipping his latte.
There we go. Yes, right. All right, so Roberta, nice to have you back again. Would you like
to
give us the highlights of the Queen of Cheap? Today, what do we have to look forward to? I did it, by the way, yesterday.
Did
the Queen of Sheep
yesterday. He did, and he had this beautiful hat on. Lovely hat with feathers and bows.
I was the king of sheep yesterday.
Oh, I thought you put your heels on and, you know,
and pearls.
And pearls.
Thanks for the thought, anyway. All right. So what are we later on this week?
We have great deals for North Face and Reebok, and we tell you once again, I love free food. How to get free food and how to get free popcorn.
I love free food. You like free food?
I love free food.
Free! Plus, I'll try to... yesterday, I promised all kinds of things to the television report, and shockingly, we never got there. Maybe we'll be able to catch up with it.
Shocking.
It is shocking.
Many shocking things happen.
Well, listen, don't overplay your part. You just got here, so it's not up to you to be criticized. Roberta can get away with it. You can't yet.
I'll drink my tea.
Okay, thank you. In a moment, we're going to meet Dave Carroll. If that name doesn't shake your tree, you may remember his issue. He's been, I don't think we had him on before, or maybe we did. I know we had the audio from him. He was the fellow who took on United Airlines when they broke his guitar. His YouTube video is what we played on the air, like 12 million views on this. And so he's written a book called United Breaks Guitars. United Airlines has gotten so screwed by this, and they deserve every bit of it. So we'll meet Dave and talk about how powerful his voice has become because of the social age, the age we're in of social media. Coming right up here on Good Day.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax.
Listen to this song.
In
great.
Chicago's O'Hare. While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, my God, they're throwing guitars out there. The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror, at the action on the tarmac, and knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted three employees who showed complete indifference towards me. United, you broke my Taylor guitar. Just admit it. I should have flown with someone else or gone by car.
Yes, you should have flown with someone else. That would be my recommendation. I've had the same trouble with United. And most of the big legacy airlines especially are the same. United breaks guitars. And so here we have the story of Dave Carroll. Dave, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I think this is a great story. I'm one of these people. You may not know me and my reputation. I don't like these. I don't like big, giant companies, mostly because I was talking earlier this morning about the Bank of America and another circumstance pretty similar to this. You know, they hold your money in escrow for taxes. So their new game is, their new scam is, never mind they don't pay you interest on it over the course of the year, but now they're paying the towns and cities late. They're holding on to the money an extra 30 days. So the people who whose tax bill it is get a late charge, and the Bank of America says, oh, we don't know anything about this. And it's just it is the power of the purse. Things get out of control, and these companies get so big. United used to be not my favorite airline, but they were an airline that I took a great deal. And you finally, you know, this is my quick story, and then I want you to tell us yours. The essence of what broke it with me was I was in Denver one day, and I was flying back to Boston, and there was a 3 o'clock flight. And I got there at 13 minutes before 3. I was running. I ran from one gate to that. Ran. And so I presented my ticket. The guy says, you're too late. So what do you mean I'm too late? There's the plane. Doors open. It's 13 minutes before the hour. He says, no, our rule is we close the doors 15 minutes before the plane takes off. I looked at him. I said, you got to be blanking me. I need to get on that plane. Otherwise, I'm going to sit here for another 3.5 hours till the next plane. You're going to take 3.5 minutes out of my, 3.5 hours out of my life because the rule says that the door closed 2 minutes ago. What's the matter with you? That's our rule. And so anyway, I didn't get on the plane, and I went to a supervisor, and about half an hour after that, I got on the next flight, which I had to get on anyway, so I got no place. It's that kind of thinking that drives people nuts. But when you did this, when you came up with this sort of spontaneous response to what they did to your guitar, why don't you tell us the story of what you actually, I mean, the song tells what's going on. You look out the window and you see your guitar getting beaten around. So what's going on in your mind as you watch this?
Well, I never really saw the guitar being thrown. It was a woman who was sitting across the aisle in one row back in Chicago. And she didn't know we were the band, but she just yelled out to whoever was listening, oh, my God, they're throwing guitars outside. And so I was, we were all sort of alarmed. And I waited for everyone to get off the plane, and I spoke to the flight attendant and then the person outside the plane and person inside the terminal at O'Hare. And none of the employees cared one bit that this was going on outside.
Yeah.
And that was the start of what ended up being a 9-month customer service maze. And ultimately, I was told that they weren't going to fix my guitar, and for reasons like your story, because they had a policy that if you don't open a claim within 24 hours, and I get into why that was in the book that I didn't, but if you don't open a claim within 24 hours, then their policy is they're not responsible for any of the damages that their employees might do.
They deserve every bit of bad publicity they can possibly get. From you and other people who have gone through this. The book is called United Breaks Guitars. It's the power of Dave's voice, his voice, in this age of social media. So you've basically promoted the idea, website, Grapevine.com, which connects consumers to the companies. But after that, what happens? What's the satisfaction rate? Do you find people actually having luck in getting their gripes handled?
Absolutely. And the reason that I started Grapevine is because, just like you, when people watched the video or heard the story, they started talking about their own customer service problems. And I received 10,000 email probably
wow.
in the first 2 weeks.
Really?
And people were saying, congratulations, but here's what happened to me. And I realized that I wasn't alone, and people felt that they didn't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so Grapevine allows consumers to go and air their gripes. We take them with a pretty fancy proprietary response technology and send it past the frontline agents, and we're finding that about 20% of the people who plant gripes are getting satisfaction and responses, and the whole idea of Grapevine isn't just to bash a brand, but it's to solve problems. So,
well, bashing doesn't do any good. I mean, it's fun sometimes. I think we'll do Heather's post Grapevine.com on our Facebook page and connect them to you that way. Also, Dave Carroll Music. com. And how is your career on the music side going? The book, a lot of people are talking about. How's your musical career going as a result of all your notoriety from this experience?
Well, the whole experience has completely transformed my life. So everything's still chugging away. It's just my life has expanded into four areas. So the music is still going strong. I'm doing speaking around the world about customer service and social media to big companies everywhere. Greg Fine is really starting to gain some traction, and now I'm an author, too. So if people go to UnitedBreaksGuitarsBook.com, they can get all that information and see my what I think is a really funny book trailer outlining what the book's all about as well.
Well, you have a good sense of humor. You got a nice musical sense. When you go speaking, I'm curious, actually, about what message you're bringing to consumers now that you like belong to some speakers bureau and people are hiring you to come in and talk about this. What do you find yourself engaged in when you talk to the audience? What are they telling you? What's your sense of what the most important issues are here?
Well, the one thing is that it inspires people because it proves that everybody does have a voice, that everybody can stand up and be heard if you're creative. Mm-hmm. It shows what you can do with $150 and a little bit of passion. And for businesses, the biggest lessons are why each customer matters in the age of social media, that there are no statistically insignificant proportions of your customer base. And I give a sort of a how-to anecdotally about how to make a viral video. And they really appreciate the entertainment value that I was kind of like Forrest Gump in the last 3 years where things just kept happening. And mm-hmm. it was a $1,000 Jeopardy question one day. And my grandmother got a movie role in an Olympia Dukakis movie because of her work in video, too. And lots of little things like that.
That was a $1,000 Jeopardy question that Alex Trebek asked contestants last year. And the question was, nearly 10 million YouTubers saw Dave Carroll's clip called This Friendly Skies Airline Breaks Guitars. The answer, of course, is what is United Airlines? And so United, which is the biggest carrier out of Chicago, and their indifference when they have taken over Continental, which was a fairly good airline, and now everything goes back to being sub-mediocre. Basically, the service sucks. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, right? And it isn't just airlines. All kinds of things. As we go from what we have is this, in this country, a free spirit of entrepreneurial excellence, and I think you have started a little business on your own, and then they get bigger and bigger, and then you know sometimes the corporate giants that are so corrupted and greedy, they become the victors at the end of the day, and they don't really give a rat's tail about the customer service that you know, under most circumstances, gets people to come under. Look at Southwest, and look at, I guess, JetBlue to a point, and Virgin, certainly. They're cutting away at these guys because, as you acknowledge, their service is awful, and they don't, because they're the union. I think that's part of the issue here, whether you get into that, Dave, or not. The unions don't give a damn, and management can't manage the unions because they gave them too much in the first place when things were good, and now when things aren't good, they get a surly attitude because they have to take a pay cut. And, you know, all of these things get into it, and they forget their major mission, which is to serve the public. After all, without the public, you guys are all walking the street.
So, well, you're right, and part of the problem that I've discovered is that problem with the workforce, that the unionized workers have no respect for the management, and there's an argument for both sides. And when the CEO is getting millions and millions of dollars for taking the company through bankruptcy, and the employees are getting wage cuts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dave Carroll, it's an excellent story. United Breaks Guitars. We have all these connections at DougStephan.com. Check them out. Nice to have you here, Dave. Good luck with this. 21 after on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Baltimore Jack. Come on, crank it up, Michael. This is not just good American music. This is great American music, and I say that in deference to Roberta, who is among the boss's big fans, goes to dozens of concerts every year, hundreds of concerts over his professional life. There's something in this man's message that is so powerful, it's so easy to connect to it. So it is with that in mind that we crank it up again. Everybody needs a place to rest. Everybody needs to have a hut. Don't make no difference. Ain't nobody. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Ah. So the boss touched a nerve of widespread discontent with bankers, financiers at a Berlin concert last night, railing against them, not playing music, but just apparently up there yelling about greedy thieves and robber barons. He has certainly been a champion of populist causes. That's what's made him as popular and as successful. He played to a sold-out crowd at the Olympic Stadium last night, Roberta.
In Berlin.
Singing from his album Wrecking Ball and speaking about tough economic times that have put people out of work around the world, led to the crisis in Greece and some of the other countries. He said, quote, in America, a lot of people have lost their jobs. Let's see here. But also in Europe and Berlin, times are tough. This song is for all those who are struggling. And then he introduced Jack of All Trades. So I don't know that song. That's
a new, great song.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a song about someone, you know, who doesn't have work and, you know, and has become a jack of all trades in order to support his family.
In the lyric line, it's, quote, the banker man grows fat, working man grows thin. And this is a message in Europe. There's a lot of stuff. The financial meltdown, if anything, worse than what we went through here. And the debt crisis, unemployment, all those things have been a problem, and they aren't being, nothing's changing, really. So the tour began in Spain on the 13th. There were certainly messages there. Spain's in the same problem, probably worse. Their debt load is close to Greece's. So he's making 33 stops in 15 countries before the end of July, ending up in Helsinki. So no more.
Guy works hard.
Well, he's 160,000 people in this stadium.
Yeah. You know what impressed me is that he said all this in fluent German.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes, he was speaking German and
really
very good German.
He said, translated, quote, "Once in a while you play a place, a show that ends up staying inside of you, living with you for the rest of your life." East Berlin in 1988 was one of those experiences for me. And so he's talking about all of the issues that people identify with, and that's why he's so relevant. That's why he's so successful. That's why he's not lost any of his starch, and he's been performing for, what, 30 years? How long is
40 years.
40 years.
And you know, it's amazing that when you go to the shows,
yeah,
there are hundreds, if not thousands, of 20-somethings.
Yeah, they
there.
Get it. Yep, yes. He gets it, they get it. Good, Roberta, good report. 28 after on Good Day.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
May 31st, 2012 on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Roberta Fasanelli and Heather Bachman. We're going to get to the Queen of Cheap Deals in just a moment. I'm thinking about life and what's on your mind today. Today's one of those days, Roberta, where there are a lot of things that are important discussions, but enjoyable discussions. I find some days what's going on in the world so abundant in terms of what we can talk about. And, you know, the comments of people are so rich and full. People's head and heart are at this time of year when the weather is good, people are feeling good. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's very satisfying, even though we appreciate the fact that some people are having trouble and they're interested in talking about that thing. I'm very interested in you being happy. And I think there are a couple of ways that I find at least in my own case, things that make me happy. I have diminished my need to argue with people.
Yep.
That's number one.
You just go, you
no
know.
No more fussing.
Yeah, you say, if you're going to be stupid, that's fine.
Right, do your
I'm
own thing.
I'm not going to argue with
right,
you, do your
exactly.
own thing.
The other thing, and I think it's better to appreciate things that you can't have. Some people, they just keep reading, I deserve or I'm entitled to whatever it is to have. Why are you, why? Not everybody deserves to drive a Range Rover or a Bentley or live in a big expensive condo in New York or a big house in Newport. Not. I was just thinking about that, Roberta. It's not a reference to you. It's a reference to me or somebody wanting to live on a farm. Some people can do it and some people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So understand what you can have and what you can't and appreciate what you have because you can find a richness in that. That brings you back around understanding. I remember my mother when she was dying in her 40s, finally realized that she never really talked much about anything in her life personally. I honestly didn't know. My sisters taught me more about my mother than I ever knew about my mother. I never really knew my mother and what she was all about. You could see her pain and the discord between her and my father and that kind of stuff was obvious, but I didn't really know what she was all about. One of the things that she was most frustrated with was not being able to have some of the things that others in the neighborhood had. And I never really understood. She resented my father bringing us to a neighborhood, lived in an old farmhouse growing up, and it was great. I loved it, but it didn't reflect other homes in the neighborhood. My father was from a working class background, and he rose up through the ranks of a company and did okay. But the homes around where I am now, you can go up and down the street, you can see a lot of pretty nice and fairly expensive homes. It's a rural area, and it attracts people who have money. My mother never could find a comfortable place. And so there are a lot of people like that who go through life always wanting more. Not that you need to be satisfied with what you have, because, I mean, the story of my life is to just keep, you just keep going and you keep working and you keep building. And I think that's the story of lots of people's lives. But at some point, you realize that I know that I'm not going to be the chairman of the board of Bank of America. I don't want to be. I mean, it'd be nice to have $23 million a year. Sure, you could use it for all sorts of things. But I'm doing okay based on what I know about myself, what I can handle, and what I want. That's the thing that people don't really get. They always want something that they don't have. And sometimes that's good because you can achieve things. But if you can't achieve it, why frustrate yourself? Am I making any sense?
Yeah.
Why, you know, go after that which, yeah, I'm more likely to be on a spaceship to circle the planet in my life than I am to be chairman of the board of Bank of America. That's fine with me.
You know, I kind of tweeted something along the same lines the other day. It just came to me when I was driving. I thought about, it was something like, we people are often so fixated on the destination.
Yeah.
That they miss the joys of the journey.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah, it is. That's a great
moments
a good
pass
analogy.
By like
yeah.
that. Look, there goes another one.
Yep. There goes another rubber. What's that song? Look, there goes
rubber tree.
A rubber. But I don't know.
Yep.
What is that song, though? Look,
rubber,
there goes another.
Another rubber tree plant.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
What's the name of the song?
There is a boom, boom.
High hopes.
Yes.
He's got high hopes.
There we go.
He's
that went.
High hopes. Thank you, Michael. All right. I have hopes that Roberta's going to save you a lot of money with her Queen of Cheap deals today. Let's get in. Let's tune in.
She's the Queen of Cheap. The diva of dumpster time.
Wow.
God. Blow the speaker down. Hey, hey.
Okay, let's start off with some incredible deals. You know, this is a great time of year to buy winter stuff because it's really discounted, like North Face. You rarely see North Face really highly discounted. Well, 6pm.com has up to 70% off and free shipping on a whole bunch of North Face things. The prices are incredible. And also, they've got up to 70% off on Reebok shoes and apparel. So this is a great opportunity to stock up for the fall and the winter. Starting on Friday, Panda Express has free orange chicken after 9 p.m. We have the coupon for you at DougStefan.com. We also have a coupon for Cinemark movie theaters. You get a free medium drink with any popcorn, and that goes through June 6th. And this is the time of year lots of people are planting their garden. And, you know, the reason why you plant a garden is because you want control over what you eat. You don't want pesticides and nasty things in the soil and on your vegetables. You want to do it organically. Well, we have a free ebook for you. It's Organic Food Gardening for Beginners, and it's absolutely free on Amazon.com. And you'll find all of these great coupons and info listed at DougStefan.com. Just look at the Queen of Cheap section.
Excellent information that's there. And next to it, Better Living, supermarket guru Phil Leppert has some information about a new study claiming that coffee is good for you here, there, and everywhere. And it's certainly something that supermarkets now are really working hard. You can buy, I remember as a kid going through the supermarket when I went to the store with my mother and seeing these cans of Maxwell House coffee and all kinds of cans. You don't see those cans anymore.
You don't.
No.
They're
can
plastic.
Go grind. Yeah, they're plastic, but you can go also grind many of the better stores.
Mm.
You can grind, right?
Oh, I love
you?
The way that smells. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
oh,
horrible.
I love it.
But anyway, everybody's different. You're drinking coffee now, right?
No, I'm drinking tea.
Oh, you're drinking tea.
I don't drink tea here.
But you don't drink coffee. Do you drink coffee?
No, just on occasion.
No. You drink coffee, Roberta? How much coffee do you drink?
Oh, I drink coffee, absolutely. I probably drink 2 to 3 cups
proud.
A day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my coffee. At least 2 or 3 cups a day. You know, I'm having my coffee right now.
Okay, there are two men that I would like to discuss for a moment or two. One of them is Mayor Bloomberg of New York. We have stirred the pot here. I don't know what's going on Facebook, Heather, but it would be interesting after people hear the story of what the mayor is proposing. In essence, he says that every sweet drink over 16 ounces ought to be banned in New York. And Roberta loves that idea. Roberta loves him.
Right.
I happen to think he's a superb. He may be the smartest politician, the smartest leader. He always gets to the point of what it is that affects people. Now, a lot of people don't like being told that they can't get a 16-ounce drink. This is more, I mean, there are all kinds of exceptions as the proposal reads. What this is a way to get people to think about what's going on. We have all these discussions all the time about obesity and how we get there and why aren't we smarter than this and blah, 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 blah. But Bloomberg always has a way of hitting the nail on the head. The issue is quality and quantity in this circumstance. The drinks are garbage, and people are being, get the 32-ounce Slurpee. What happens to your body when you fill it up with 32 ounces of that?
Sugar.
Right, it's like garbage water. It's like drinking out of the cesspool, the same thing. It's hard. It rots your teeth, rots your gut. It ruins your body.
Horrible
and
stuff.
So anyway, this is what, you don't want to be told you can't get it, that's swell, until you get to the point of understanding what these sorts of things and the obesity epidemic in general costs us, you, as a society, what it does to insurance rates, what it does to even the lines at the airport when people are in wheelchairs because they've abused themselves for all their lives, and then they want to be treated specially. So Bloomberg is one guy that I have great regard for. The other is Richard Branson. Richard Branson says this week that he has decided he's done with ties. Ties are passé. No more ties. He doesn't want anybody in his organization wearing ties. And in general, he doesn't want men wearing ties. No more ties.
Is he bored?
Branson?
Yeah.
I don't
really?
Know.
What do you mean bored? What about bow ties? I mean, like, he couldn't think of anything else to, like, what about suspenders?
He never wears a tie.
Right. Ties are pretty stupid, actually, when you think about it.
What are they there for? I had a tie on when the last week when I was at Megan's thing at her school. I wore a tie to look like the father. So I had a jacket and a tie. I was the only guy in the room.
No corduroys?
No corduroys, though. No, I was dressed.
Who are you? What did you do with Doug?
I was nicely dressed, and I wanted my daughter not to be distracted by the way her father appears from time to time, so I looked the part.
No overalls?
The part of the father was played by me. And so, I have some nice ties. I actually have wonderful clothes, and I don't wear them very often. But I had this wonderful tie, and I liked it. And I was thinking about that, as a matter of fact, as I read the Branson remarks. And I wondered about you and how often you wear a tie. So our poll today, in fact, at DougStephan.com, why do you wear a tie if you wear one? A, I wear a tie to work almost every day. B, I usually wear a tie to church. C, when I get dressed up to go out, I wear a tie. D, only at weddings and funerals. E, only because my wife, my girlfriend, or significant other makes me. Or F, I can't remember the last time I wore a tie. The business about wearing a tie to church, I remember, is when I went to church when I was a kid, everybody wore a tie. And I remember wearing, I had a clip-on tie that I wore when I was in, junior choir and things like that. And so I think about now going to church, and I didn't experience it until I went to a Catholic church with a friend of mine when I was in high school. And at my church, everybody wore a tie and a jacket. Catholic church, none.
Really?
Never saw a tie when I went 4 or 5 times. And I thought to myself, wow, what's this religion all about? They don't require ties. I figured that by that time, in order to be religious, you had to wear a tie. In order to get close to God, you had to wear a tie. Yeah, and how foolish is that? Pretty foolish. But, it's part of what we grow up around. So what about ties is the question. And the poll at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll was, you watch a reality show where the object was for a couple to get divorced. This is great stuff. You missed this yesterday. 38% of you said, no, it's a terrible idea. 33% said, no, I doubt it. 16% said, I might watch once or twice. 12% said, yeah, I'd love a reality show like that. At the beginning, you're married. At the end, you're divorced. Woo-ha! All right, so that's that story. Let's have a quick chat with John, who's in Northern Minnesota. He doesn't wear a tie. John, are you everybody's hero? Hi.
Hi. Yeah, this is John in Northern Minnesota, and I quit wearing a tie in 1979.
Yeah?
And I gave my I gave my suits to my ex-wife, and I kept on selling and just wore jeans. And
why did you give your suits to your ex-wife? What was that all about?
I didn't want them anymore.
You didn't want her or the suits? Get out of here.
No, no suits with you. I was just sick and tired of wearing all that stuff like that, suits and ties, and I still shine my shoes.
Good for you, sir. Thank you for that. All right, anyway, people are funny. 13 before the hour, and good day.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
All right, so there's a lot of discussion today about Britney Spears melting as she does the X Factor. I'm not sure how much of this is media hype versus what actually is going on with her. You know, the media, news media, the entertainment media trying to make something out of nothing, saying that she's nervous and anxious. I mean, she's a performer. So why would she be necessarily nervous and anxious? It's a lot. I think it's a big bunch of hooey. Is that the case with Kathy Lee Gifford? Who fired whoever does research for her. Martin Short was on the program talking about his new film. Gifford asked him how his wife was. His wife died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 51 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Noise, more communication. That's the motto of the Money Pit radio program, and you're going to understand by listening to this jingle how well that works. Tom Kreitler is here as the co-host with Leslie Segretti of this weekend super fest of information. It's twice as good as Car Talk, and it's twice as long as Car Talk, so maybe 4 times better. I don't know whether you're on the same time as those guys or not.
It's different. Yeah. It's different, and that's a fine show. I love those guys.
It is a fine show. Actually, it's a great show. There is a new musical about them that's starting in Boston. It's supposed to be a riot, a musical called Car Talk.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
And they're in the same
neck of the woods. Lots of clicks and clacks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're in the same neighborhood where you do the This Old House show.
Yeah, that's right. I go up there quite a bit.
Neck of the woods. Yeah, exactly. All right, so Tom talks with you. Listeners' questions coming up here in a moment on Good Day.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Tracy in Illinois has asked about a pressure washer. Her husband apparently uses one to clean her old painted deck. And it was turned up too high. It took chunks of paint off of it. Why would you use paint on a deck instead of stain? That's my question. She wants to know what she does before she repaints it.
I think it's funny because she says, am I going to have to strip the whole thing before repainting it? No, actually, Tracy, your husband is going to have to strip the whole thing before repainting
it. Get your husband on the job.
But you're right. You wouldn't use paint on the deck because it doesn't make any sense. It will peel eventually, and sometimes you can make that happen quicker with a pressure washer. So two lessons here. First of all, don't paint a deck, stain a deck. Yep. Use solid color stain because it has the most... titanium dioxide in it, which is what is giving you that color and that longevity. Okay, so use the stain first. Secondly, if you're going to pressure wash a deck, that's okay, but you have to be very careful with the pressure. Because not only if you have a finish like this will blast the finish off, it'll actually dig into the deck and damage it. So pressure washers, for all their power, you know, they give you a distance in terms of how far you can shoot that water, but they can be way too powerful for decks, for cars, for siding, things like that. You got to use them cautiously.
I have a heated water, they call it a steam cleaner, with pressure to clean off the tractors and engines and clean out the calf hutches because they're good for really getting it stuff. But you do have to be careful. People that use them on the side of their house, you can get into, you can make a bigger mess.
I bet you if you used a steam cleaner on your vinyl siding, you'd melt it.
Yeah.
You probably melted at a very low temperature.
Great. Jim in Oklahoma, is there anything I can do to my hardwood floors to make them less noisy? Move out, sir.
Well, it is part of the charm of having a hardwood
floor.
Charm. A couple of things on squeaky floors. First of all, the boards squeak because they're loose. So if you can reattach them to the floor below, then you can make them squeak less. How do you do that with a hardwood floor? Two methods. Number one, you can pilot drill and then nail with a finish nail through the board into the floor joist below. You have to pilot it because you can't just drive the nail through. The nail will bend and the floor will crack. Mm-hmm. So if you pilot drill it first, then drill the nail through. And the type of nail you use makes a difference, Doug. You want to use a galvanized finish nail because of the rough edges of the surface, it has actually more holding power. The second thing that you can do is you can pre-drill and screw the floor down and then put a wood plug in and re-sand and refinish, but of course that's a lot more work. Now, if you have carpet and you get squeaks, it's always best to take the carpet up and then screw the subfloor down.
Let's nail down the carpet and the floor together. Perfect. Yeah. All right, let's see. Squeaky floors and squeaky doors.
There you go.
Very interesting together. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, check him out. Actually, his picture is right there in Doug Stephan.